Ulas Halach. It has a basis in the Chiddush Rambam. Now, the question is this. There's Halacha Yamesit Mechila Lachidush. Pichnisosei Ubitzios. So, Pichnisosei, so when is Teis Vishal? After Paramech. Shor Bereba Shor. Kedem Halayla. So there's a Machlegis Lashem again. And it's interesting. The same Lashemim who say like the Goyim, Ligabi Krishman Tfile, that it's measured in terms of the length of the day, from Netz to Shkiyeh, saying the Gata Paran Minche, that it's measured from the length of the day, from Netz to Shkiyeh. And Shor Bereba Shor means Shor Bereba Shor, Kedem Shkiyeh. And the Tumsadeshim, who agrees to the Mogna Vom, so says the same thing, that it means Shor Bereba Shor, not Shor Bereba Shor, Kedem Shkiyeh, but Shor Bereba Shor, Kedem Dalet Milin, which is subsequent to Shkiyeh. So really, how many minutes is it, Kedem Shkiyeh, either 3 minutes or 50 minutes? If you measure it, and you say, Shor Bereba Shor, Kedem Shkiyeh, so it's either 3 minutes, or let's say, if we say, the Dalet Milin is 90 minutes, is 90 minutes, so then Shor Bereba Shor would mean 50 minutes, what?
It would be after
Shkiyeh. After Shkiyeh, Einacham after Shkiyeh. After Shkiyeh. And there's Teis V'Shite, in the first Teis V'Shite, in that place, Ma'im V'Sakir Nishma, that it's after Shkiyeh, because the Teis says the Kashi, how are we made to say Krishma early? So Teis gives several thoughts. One terrace is by Rav Natan, that since the Gavit Filim is past Mandovit Gemarovit, Mandovit Gemarovit, so really Ligabi, Krishma also is in it. But Teis says, Tfile is told in this Manakovas, Tomit Shobin Abayim, Vashem came, Vashem in Krishma is told this Manashkhidr is Manakime. So, Teis says, as the Tkash. But anyway, that's some Tamshki. Then the Ri says, because we daven shortly after Shkiyeh, so really is already, some people are already going to sleep in the 15 minutes after Shkiyeh. It's already dark. It needs a candlelight. So really, he already goes to sleep. So in other words, so he wants to eat supper before he goes to sleep. So he eats supper there by the candlelight. And by the time the candlelight goes off, how much does the candle burn? Half an hour, we see it from the mitzvah of Lokas Nechanike. So the usual, the candles burned for half an hour. They didn't burn for several hours, only for half an hour. So really, he's already asleep at the time, so he doesn't need any light. This is Teis V'Shite. So you'll see in Rabbi Chananel that he says the same thing that the Shnei Zilyot says. Now, I never heard
what's your raya from Tosis and Brachos of days?
In Chananel, there is no Tosita. Why did they say Tosita?
No, but you want...
What the Goyim says in the Rambam, so you can say in Tosis too.
Then what?
That when they say Hey Milin, they don't mean a different interval, $10 million, but they have reference to a different measure,
right.
A different unit.
But you say that the Tosus holds like the Trumas Adeshin,
yeah.
That you measure Plaga Mincha from Tzeis?
One is telling the other, because just as Ligabi Krishma, the length of the day is considered from Nes to Shkiyeh, or from Nes to Shachar, which is a problem. So Ligabi
Krishma is... Yeah, how are you proving it from the Tosus? What does Tosus say?
Look over the Tzeis and start base on the dollar. You see that this is Tzeis V'Shite. Like a Trumas Adeshin. Alright.
Wait. Can you say again what the Rai is? What does Tosus say?
Teis V'Shite is in Tzochem, Teis V'Shite in Tzochem is Ligabe Shoyis Hayei. So it's measured not by the length of the day from the Zacham of Shkiyeh, as the Goyen says, and as the Rambam says, but from the length of the day from the Shachat Zizekhov.
This is Tosus on Daf Tzadik Hei?
No, this is Teis V'Shite in Tzochem Daf Yud Gimel.
Yud Gimel
now Teis V'Shite, that we covered yesterday. And there, Tesis in Brochas Davvez of Dalet says the David for Amincha is measured not by the length of the day from the Sachamo and Shkias in the bush, and the Goyen say, but by length of the day from the Shahab to Sisekhot. The same thing is the same Shal. Where do you leave off? We left off. At the end of that Yudbeis Amdal. So he said, the Gemara says, the Rabbi Ayadim Leim Tzila Shor Yishino Asif Chomish. And we rely on the toys of major portion of the people who don't have such an intuitive sense to fill the time accurately, so they make him stay in three choice pochas mash who we didn't in Asik when we correct faith, but I'll be monolithically a little inch who have a good day I've been a little bit less or which I know but save shishis when we didn't in Asik when we correct faith. Hello.
Wait, Rebbe, can you please show the Ryan side? I don't see the Ryan.
Which cases?
In the Brachos.
I don't have a Gemara Brachos.
You don't have a Gemara Brachos?
Okay. I use a big one. Take care. Pierce Rashi, Banana, Echekerin, and Begay. When on Martinian says a covet, confers with more, I'll think Pierce Hashe, she clears Marshal Amiti Ucha, the ruler Achas is a covet. So, Brach is a child, in power kingdom of Hemiotso, being Uke, Lomon is power in Krishna Bishop Messes, he lamed with Phile, with Edward. In other words, so, this man of Hashemi, they were made to say the Brachas of Krishna. The way we are made to say Ashrei before Mincha. Is it a chiyu? It's not a chiyu. You're not mitayim the mitzvah by saying Ashrei. But lami mitfilo mitir divater. Before we start Nesre, we have to read the parsha of Tirash Bersav. Whether it's Chamisha Mitir or Oksubi mitilim doesn't make any difference. So in the same way, we say Kriyashma, that's the parsha of the Torah. But the question is, Bishlei Me Ashrei, there's no broch in it, so there's no Shashisa. But Krishna we say among the Rovim and the Abbasilom, so we say broches, so Eivel and Nisa, or Brochel Batole. So how can we make an equation between Ashrei before Minche and broches of Krishna before Mari? The answer is that in Morei Momokame, that Sadik says, In Sifri says that Krishna is based upon the person who shall be Chofkumer, and the Kogi Mori in Borges is the Machliket between Shama and Misila. So the Chiyuv of Krishna is based upon the Pasuk of the Shor B'cho of Kumecho, and the Chiyuv of Tfila is based upon Baraditem. How does the Gemara in Borokhame say the Tzadik that Baraditem Hashem Lekirchem Zutri Hashmur Tfila? The answer is in Birkes Krishna and in Krishna itself there are two Kiyum. One Kiyum is of Kabbalah Simar Shemayim. That mitzvah of Kabbalah Simar Shemayim is mentioned in the Pasuk Boyad Mo'amila Shamech Mitzav Chayim Olu Becho Bishar Becho Uvkumecho. But then in Krishna, in the Brachas of Krishna, there is a Kiyum of Havedi Shebelev. So not only is there a Kiyum of Havedi Shebelev by Tfile, because Havedi Shebelev in its essence is a Chiyus Alvavis, like Havas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, but it has external manifestations. That's why the Yeshua Yaakov says that if somebody, for some reason, cannot verbalize, let's say, he had a sickness, he had an operation in the throat. So there, in such a situation, he can retire the mitzvah of tefillah by being hara, even though the pasuk here lafki dibodomeh, that's for an ordinary person who is able to verbalize. So then we say here lafki
dibodomeh. Tefila or kriyashma?
What?
Tefila or kriyashma?
Tefillah, and but in order to retire mitzvah tefillah, he has to say kriyashma also, because if you damush v'nesra without
it.
And that's not the Darabon Yisrael Gula Tfilah. It's the Kiyum Daraisa.
The Rambam doesn't even hold of it.
We'll say the Rambam.
Because he doesn't bring it down.
What doesn't he? He certainly does.
That's only by Tzibur he brings it down.
I don't know what you're talking about. Only by Tzibur.
If you look where the Rambam speaks about...
Show it to me.
No, you have a Rambam.
Here. What? Oh. I asked you to show it to me. So you give me a hand. I have to show myself.
Okay. Show yourself.
Let's start the beginning, the third hour. Oi. Pamayim v'cholyein kirin kriyashma. Bearable wake, as an hour, we shall be of Kumacho. We shall have no sheikh thing, we zeo lilo, or we shall have no ending, we zeo ye. Umau kere, schleisha parsha, sele, schma, but we shall never yen. Umagdim mit his parsha, schma, the shee, we yehuda shemba, bosse, we talmude sheet, I got us at the top of it. Bachel, boy, she may as she able, sibu, shock on this fest, bakach parsha, tissis, she dam yesh. Shetagi, Yehbu, Sivu, Schiras Kalamistis. Apal P, all right then.
In Hilkos Tfila.
One second. And then he says, Hakir in Alochet, hey, Hakir Kishman the goal for Neol Achel, for the nation.
Brachos, but not Tfila.
Yeah, all right, now what do you say?
Now, in Hilkos Tfila, Perek Tess. Aleph and Beis, I guess.
One second. He mentions the Seder of the Zatzibu.
Right. So there he says, Mispalo Miyah. After they would say, Kriyashma, they should have...
The same thing applies. The Hakelendim, Miyah, the Mispalo Milach.
Right.
All right, he mentioned the Seder Zatzibu, but of course, he can't say that according to Rambam, if somebody doesn't smile at home, so then he doesn't have to say Kriyashma before. Because the machlek is between Rabbi Yechon and Moshe the lady in Brochus, whether Brochus is Bemza or Brochus is getting the tefillah, so the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yechon. So there is a loch of smichus gula and tefillah.
But Ma'ariv
too. Except the Ma'ariv the Aser.
Where does the Rambam say? Where?
I don't know.
How do you know the Rambam passes?
Of course he passes. Let them look up in the Lord in Brochus. Where the English put but Beis Perik Zayin Milchus Tfilei Halach Yudal I don't know. No, that's a lot of doubt. Now, the base. The Zion, Aloha Yitresa. ובתפילה שם מנחה מסכר לקחי תהילו לדובי מיושי והכך אינו למשפל לתפילה שם מנחה וכשמאסלים נטל על פנוב ומסחנאים ומגביע רישים ויסחנאים כשכחל ויקטור מייסר וביטיל הסערב כקריא השמר בור בנה לאחר וסיימר גור זו ותפילו ומספל למים ופוסל מייסר.
Alright, anyway, so you were saying before there were two dinim by Kriya Shema?
Yeah.
So
one is a mitzvah of Kriya Shema per se, that's Bishal B'chol Kumech, of Kabbalah Shemor HaShemayim. And the other mitzvah is Vavadet Sefer Kechem, Zu Tfilosh, Zu Aveda Shebelev.
So what's the difference?
One second, Aveda Shebelev, so the Sefri says, Izeo Aveda Shebelev Zu Tfilosh. When you daven, you stand before the Shechinah, and you say Shvinesre, then you are Mekayim in Yechivus Halvobis with that mitzvah, which is essentially Yechivus Halvobis, but it has to be manifested externally by verbalizing and to a meeting. But in its essence, it's a kiyum of Yechivus Halvobis. And then, but also together with Kriya Shema, because if you daven Shvinesre, and you do not recover of Shemayim, so then there is a diminution in the Avodah Shebelev. There is a kiyum of Krishna and Tfile Kabbalah Shemor Shemayim plus Tfile Shemine Esrei in Avodah Shebelev in Bavadetem. So really that is the basis of Smichas Gula Tfilah. The Gemara says that so great, I mean, more in Brachas mentions another pasuk as the base.
Wait, but is this a halacha in Kriya Shema or is this a halacha in Shemoneh Esrei?
It's a halacha in Tefillah, not in Kriya Shema.
That Tefillah should be some of the Kriya Shema.
That's right.
So the halacha of Smichas Gula Tefillah is a Tefillah halacha, not right. A Kriya Shema.
That's right.
It's a kisaron in your Tefillah.
That's right, that's right. Oh, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan says, "Izel benu aboasim afilu tefila shalav tefila shalav." Rabbi Shua ben Levi emailed tefila b'emzatik. So the obvious according to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, there is no din of smirchul tefila. The Michael Mufli iboyisim koi iboyisim usvor iboyisim usvor et Rabbi Yechanan shava who wrote the name of Elagulas Mitzrayim Elagul Marius Elohav Elatzach. But the Egyptians started to rush the Jews at midnight. The Shulman Levi Sabah, Kibbutz Lehavel Mitzafre, the actual exodus took place in the morning. Lehavel Gulam Aris, the boy Seymet Bor, the Shneem Koyachadosh, the Chsibi Shabbat Hokmech, Rabbeich and Sabah Makish Shriva Likime, Makim and Krishma Makim Tfile, Af Shriva Name Krishma Makim Tfile, Rabbi Shulman Levi Sabah, ואומר רבי יחנן מתחיל לו עם הרד השם שלושה תכתוב ולפסי פרעים מהגיעו לרוץ מפי על ראש הפקיד לקטין רבו נורים על השם שלושה תכתוב תפיל להריך את הדם יחנן מקיד לקטין רבו נורים אז תבינו לכל להריך את הדם so that's why the Goyen and the Rambam and all the Chachmis far say we shouldn't say Boruch Hashem Amen Amen because Boruch Hashem Amen Amen is not even mentioned in the Gemara, not in the Bible, not in the Yerushalmi, and the early gaining of Misakonet. Why was Misakonet? So Baruch Hashem Elohim Lomim has 18 psukim kineged, the 18 brachas of Kriya Shema. And why was Misakonet? Because the Misakneses were on the fields, so they were afraid that some Jews will have to walk home by themselves and they'll bully the Sakonet. So the Misakin, that the people who daven Ma'ariv after Hashkiveinu should say Baruch Hashem Elohim Amen. And in the meantime, the other people, the latecomers, will come in and they won't daven Shemoneh Esrei, but they'll say Baruch Hashem Elohim Amen. So it will be Yetzer the Eved So even though now the beautiful Knessias are here, not in the field, so Itakone remains, So, but the Goyen and all the Chachmisvah say that we shouldn't say Baruch Hashem Elohim Lonen, because it's not mentioned in the Gemara, only Ashkebeinu. But Ashkebeinu itself, the Gemara says, what's the pshat? But it's not Baal Yisrael. The answer is the mitzvah for the Torah doesn't mean Baal Yisrael should immediately precede the Shemesh. It means there has to be a smichus between Kabbalah Shumach Shemayim, which consists of Krishna and the Baal of Krishna, and Tfilin. So since Chachomim of Nisakim Hashkeveinu, so Hashkeveinu is the last Baal of Krishna. So in Mele there is a kill of Kim Gulen.
Is it shaft to Pesachim? Is it shaft to Pesachim anyway?
The shaykhus to Pesachim is, because we started yesterday to discuss the difficult Rambam, the Paschal Zule, when the Gemara says, that you have to do it. So in Mele I started to discuss all these things. I don't know how I became involved in all these things.
Because I was asking you, you said that according to the Shita of Tosvos, you start. He holds like the Chumash Hadeshin. That Flaga Minka is from four meal, not from Shkia.
Yeah, right.
So you wanted to show the
proof
from the Tosvos.
That's how it got told you, right?
Well, I still don't see the proof.
What?
Can you show the proof? What's the proof?
What? Right, so. Dann, wenn mir rein mir richten von hey, wie sehr für mich das war. Hab du da immer richten von alle die Themen von hey, wie sehr für mich das war. La bei alle mit der Aul mit der Meier. Da war in und hier mit Blum. So the question is, in a deal with Blum, so mir hab ich so why didn't the Chachom leave it the way it is the rice? He should be allowed to eat until 12 noon. Ulach lishna with amatom tiyo mashu, nech latsif shit, hasif shit. Until 5 minutes, 10 minutes before 12. But by a little Yudet Omar until Chotzimir, Chotzisho, Nechlat Palgadish, Ulach Lishna Dam and Amat until Shomach, Nechlat Setei, Omar Abaye, it is Misur is risen. So Mele, not everybody is ready to be marinated. Everybody might be ready to be marinated, but the best will not be Mikabel. Everybody say this because they'll start cross examining them. So then the Eidus will become bottle. So only Yechidis Gule who are very intelligent, who have an intuitive sense for time. So they will be the Eidim whose Eidus best will be Mikabel. So Mele we say, Eidus to Yilitum or to Yemashu or to Show Chosamashu. Stay Choyis Chosamashu, or Sholi Choyis Chosamashu. Masha'im Kei, by Chomez, the Chomez Likeu Mosu. So we have to have Siyog. The Rova Omar, love any time that you are here, he did most of it. The Rova Omar, love any time that you are here, Elo Rebbe Lili Tanki. Do Omar, if you are Chomez Osreite, the Yadri Rabbo Nishwa Achas. So that's why Rabbi Lili says that the sixth Shoh is also by Noe, the sixth show. The Yorubli Rabbonim Shoachas, Lurkid Boiz. So Rashi says, so, if he is not allowed to eat in an after Shor Dalet in Shor Ei and the Sosa Banoye in Shor Shishis, so then he'll have time, since he cannot eat the Chomets and he cannot sell the Chomets, so Mel will have plenty of free time to Lakit Eitzim for the burning of it. And according to the view, the Bir Chomets has to be Dafka al Yisraifin, not al Yisrael Zeh Leruach. Eis ve-Rabbinu Lerot. Omer Rabbi Be'im Esai, do I say that Bir Chomets is Dafka al Yisraifin, not al Yisrael Zeh Leruach. Shaloi Bishaz Biroi. Aber b'shas b'yurei, halt mit Sossi l'chol d'avo. So Tese says, ein Messai, sind die Schreife, shaloi b'shas b'yurei. Pirish ha-kontres, shaloi b'shas b'yurei, b'sheish. B'shas b'yurei, mit ha-melech. Eftach ha-tseis. So des shas b'yurei. So det u-porich, so den die Gemor es, der Kashe, letzte Gemor es Kashe, so why do you say, that Yahibel and Rabbono and Shoachas communicate with him what Bishaz Biuri and Bishaz Bechodobo, so why does he have to be given time to accumulate Eitzim? Who needs Eitzim? Let him wait till 12 o'clock and then immediately take the Chomets and throw it into the Ruach or into the Yam, into the water, so, or into the bear, I mean, throw it away. Why does he have to be given time? Hello, Mamma. Zeira Mishimiram. Yoche, after the Baba show is Namalinich, because there is a cloudy day, so he can make a mistake in 2 hours and in 3 hours maybe. Omar Apopet Dallas Mansudila Kurim. So they are accustomed by habit to come and they feel it instinctively. When is the time for lunch? So they will feel it some minute, they won't make a mistake. Kirish Hakum Treshalim, Vishaz Bure, Vishesh, Vishaz Bure, Mikamel, Upore Choy, Vishaz Bure, and Tosso Kodobo, why does he have to time to prepare his seat? Have Yamtin Hashem, because of Amtam, here Yamtin Hashem with Ari, who has skin a lily, was Rabbi Vishaz Yisure, lived in Dilmos, and they have learned the age, Shaz Bure, and Masnis, and Hanu Vishesh, and Neisaya, when you make Sreite Neisaya, it's Lachas Banisur. You don't make the Sreite before the Amud HaShachar of the third day. So you assure of it after the Amud HaShachar of the third day. But Neisaya, but Sreite. So Chomestu should be, the Sreite should be Dabke Lachas Banisur after Chaseit. Veid, Shas Biroi Mas Nisnani Vishesh, Veid Nesha Yalav Rabude, the Chomet Bishreite, the Nesha Rahashure, Tom Shreite, of Mechim Chomet, and Forish Rabin Tam, and Shabin Tam Yisraeli from Rashi. The Shaloi Bishas Biroi doesn't mean Bishor Shishis, 11 o'clock, Haine Achashish, Sharei Voilo Mivarim Bishesh, Chitikun Chachomein, and the Chacha. Tikkun Chacham. The Tam is in Yahweh Neisa. Vayne Lachar Yisuri. Al Mishaz Biroi. Vayne Vishesh. Chit Mishin Mitzuba Livare. Yelam Terabonon. Hag Bechosh Lecholom. So there is a machlekes, a basic machlekes between Rashi and Rav Netam. According to Rashi, the Yudas Shite, that Yer Chomets is Bishreife, that is, at noon is Bishreife. I mean, Bishesh, exactly at noon. But Ubishaz Biurei, so Shaloi Bishaz Biurei is Bishesh in Shor Shishis. That's not the Zman of Sreife. When is the Zman of Sreife? Afternoon. After 12. So that's the Zman of Sreife. So, some mainly the most kashi is, if after 12, so when is this man, the Reise, for Sreite, is the hold of all, so why do the Chachomim have to give him time to prepare Eitzim? Why does he need Eitzim? He needs Eitzim if he'll burn it in after Chatzis, but if he burns it before Chatzis, but if he waits till noon when the clock strikes 12, so then he can be zeh l'ruach. That's Rashi Shita. And Teisa Shita is, on the contrary, Amtam Shita is, that the mitzvah of Sreife is the Dabke Lachas Manisra. What's the machlokes? How should we say? So then, I don't know whether I ever mentioned it, I mentioned the Reb Chaim and the Rambam. The Rambam says in the Kalkul of Chumash Matzah, Aloch HaBeis, he says, HaChomet B'Pesach Osa Banoi, Shenema Li'ochil Chomet, V'Hei B'Yet HaRachile, V'Amni HaChomet B'Shusi B'Pesach, Aval Pisham Li'ochwe, He B'Shnei Lam, Shenema Li'oil Choseo B'Chol Bucho, V'Nema Seo Limotzi B'Techem, Bisa Chomet Bisa Haseo, Shebri Machmitzin, Echon, Narul Yisei Mitzah, Chomet, fermented grain or yeast, so that ferments the dough. Halacha Gimel, in Yilei Kemish Mi'oil Yimotzei, Elim Ki Kono Chomet B'Pesach, O Yechintzei, Ki Yishiyase B'Mais, Avol Mi'oil Yechomet Kedem HaPesach, Ubo HaPesach Lo Yipiyarei, Elim Yichet B'Shusei, Atol Ki Sh'Oba Al Shmei Lavim, In Yilei Kim Natere, Mipnei Shalo Oso Maisei, Umakini Shemakasmal. So the kashi is, or Chaim is the kashi, this country in Bori Shoch, Sadiq Vob. The K on the dollar. About the middle of the Lamed. Cholchukas HaPesach Yaseh Ise. Yochel Kishem Shorishin Osam Balihoi Balimotzi. Kach Pesach Shem Osam Balihoi Balimotzi. Talmulim Al Matzah Mugayim Lechlu. Vein Li Al Mat Misesese. Misesley Seseminai. Talmulim Al Yishir Menad Beika. Vein Li Al Misesley Seseminai. Talmulim Al Yishir So all the Surim, the mitzvahs, the leisheses that apply to Pesach Rishon apply to Pesach Sheni also. But not all the Surim of Pesach that apply to Pesach Rishon apply to Pesach Sheni. Only Ma Prat Mufuesh, Mitzvahsev, the leisheses, the leisheses, of all Mitzvahsev, the leisheses. In other words, that the one who has to be Matthew Pesach Sheni has to destroy all the chomets from his issues. Mitzvah the goof it's no it says this is a good form the chloren li ashirman and beika maikum abole li seitzim and the pote maikum maitle li oi vili imotzi eifachano so it no it says I don't know so you have it in parentheses but in the original text it was written the domole the heine lei leike the habel rachshin in inzat lese in other words that So the Rambam passes that if he did a maise, if he bought chometz b'pesach, or he was machmitz chometz b'pesach, then he's lafshinit b'maise. If he didn't do any maise, he just failed to destroy the chomes, so it's a lafshin maize, so it's not chayim malach. But if he did a maize, he was mechamed b'pesach, or he bought chomes on pesach, then he's like it. So all the rishonim has the kashi against the Rambam. It's contrary to the Gemara that Tzadikei in Zochet. There the Gemara says that there is no malchus. So even if he bought it to Chomet in Pesach, he's still allowed a mitzvah. So Rav Chaim says he gives two tefillin, but it's really one. He says the Gemara in Tzochim Batzadikei discusses it a little bit Rav Yudeh, that who says that Bi'o Chomet is Yisrael. And the Rambam passes like the Rambam, that Bi'o Chomet does not have to be Yisrael. It can be Al the Perev Zeh Eloah. If according to Rabbi that Bi'o Chomet is Yisrael, then the mitzvah of Bio is a mitzvah in the Chetzi. The Chetzi has to be destroyed. But according to Abonon, that Perezel Ruach, so the mitzvah is in the Gavre. The Gavre should not have possession in the Chometz. That he should not remain possessed of Chometz. So, but it's not a kill in the Chetzi. And with that he answers Rabbi Gilead Sikashi against Thesis in Kmur. Because the Mishnah in Kmur says there are two kinds of Isur HaNoyel. There's Isur HaNoyel that too in Kmur, like Bosom Echolon. And there is Isur HaNoyel like Neisar and Playa Keren that is stone straight. So in the Isur HaNoyel of Playa Keren and Neisar that he requires still in the Chepse, so Afron is Mutabano, because Nas is Mitzvosim. But the Hanoye of Bosobacholov, so even if you burn the Bosobacholov, so the ashes of Bosobacholov are also Subamoy, because it's not Nas is Mitzvosim. The Tur in Chespesach says that he mentions the Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon. Now the Rambam passes like Rabbanon with the two passes like Rabbi Yehuda. The Chometz is only Bishreifa, and he says that the Mune is Legabe Deisha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that it requires Sreifa, so it's like Nisam Kwayakel, and the ashes of the Chometz also are also Banoi. But according to Rabbanon, that it's Eru Pir Leruah, so Mele, the ashes, the ashes of the Chometz are also Mabos. So Rabbi and Zagoyes in Ashas says, in Zagoyes and the Tur, it's in the Gemara in Kmur in Ashas. He mentioned the Tur and he has the Kashi. The only reason as to why the Gemara in Kmur says that Bosa Becholov, the ashes, is also Manoi, because the Kmur is only required with Takome Baum. But with Saladin, with the Rabbon, with the Raisa, you don't have to be cave of Bosa Becholov. You can put it on the table too. But if you leave it on the table or on the closet or on the counter, it might be nirsh. So that's why we say it's not passing source. But by Chometz, even according to the Rabbon, that Pele Vizere Leruach, but that's the Kima Mitzvah, the Raisa, so we should still say Nasim Mitzvah. So Rav Chaim says that there's a difference. He, according to Rav Yehuda, that Chometz requires Sreifa Davke, so then it repeats. So it's a kill in the Chepes. According to Rabbonon Pele Zeruah, it's not a kill in the Chepes. It's a kill in the Gavre. The Gavre does not have any Chometz in his possession. So really it's not Shayach to say Nasim Mitzvah. And then the Eid Yesh Leima, and that's always when the Chaim says they, it's a naya kvetch, you know, a naya twist, a new twist. So he says, it's possible that according to Rebbe Rabbonon, the zero pale ruach, there is no mitzvah sesser altogether, only an isaras. So it is just like Bali Roy Bali Motze. Bali Roy Bali Motze is love, and this is an isaras. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that is why a sarite, so then, not only is there a nisar essay, but there is a nis, there is a chiyuv essay also to burn it. So the Mele answers the kashi that the Rishonim raised against the Rambam. How does the Rambam say that if you did a nice it? So then it's high malchus, but it's still a lot of nisar. So the Chaim says, the Gemara goes, Alibe Rav Yehuda, who says Sreife, so Mele is a kiyum de chepse, so it's la and blessing. But Rama passes like Rabbonon, so no kiyum de chepse, or there is no mitzvah altogether. So it's not shayach to say la and blessing, only a nisar esse. So that's why, ordinarily, it's not chayav malchus, because he's, ordinarily, he's not chayav malchus, because it's a lot of maize, but if Konochom be Pesach or Yichum be Pesach, so then it's high. Now let's return to the Machlekes between Rashi and Rav Natan. אין מסעי דת ישראל פרד ולשש שלוי בישעסי שלוי בפיר דקונט חש שלוי בישעסי בורי בישש ובישעס בורי so in other words if he destroy if he wants to destroy the Chomet before noon time before the clock strikes 12 o'clock so then he has to use Reike but Bishaz Bure after this clock strikes 12 o'clock so then he can repair him as Eroah and he places his Chomet because it's Yal Fuse according to the Buddha from Nisa and Nisa the Chil but Sreife Ila Achaz Mamisot so what is the Machle? So actually Tesu says it's a very strong passion against Rashi now the Mordechai of the Sisis mentions in Machle Tis Rishenim between Harav Reb Shlomo Midarvish Midarvish and Reb Yitzchak Halot
where's Mordechai?
Mordechai of the Sisis you'll find it in the Big Morris in Melochis So it mentions machlekes between Rav Shlomo Midarvish and Rav Yitzchak Halevi. Suppose a tzitzis, the king post, was nipsak on Shabbos. So Rav Shlomo Midarvish says he's not allowed to put on the talisman because of the battleness of the rice. Let him take off. And Rav Halevi says, inasmuch he doesn't have to take it off because there is no isha to wear. A medicine with four corners without tzitzis. Only thing is, if you put on a medicine with four corners, you have to put in tzitzis. But on Shabbos, you're not allowed to put in tzitzis. So, really, it's not just the two of one sacred part. Because the shita of the Vialogan is that when we say that one sacred part represents a maisa, there it is, where there is a maisa isa. So then we say, He does a mice aver. All right, he's put on lunch. What could he do? Mashain king, but it's a sese, where there is no mice isa. It's only a bit la mitzvah. The Torah is not the chayyabi Jew to do what he cannot do. Even though he has the potential to take it off, so then he'll not be mechuyet. But if he takes it off, so he's not mechuyet. And the chiyuv only takes effect when he puts it on. And the moment he puts it on, he's an onus. So is it two of the mitzvah? Yes, and even the real oven who is matir, and what is the shita of Rav Shlomo Midarvish? The shita of Rav Shlomo Midarvish is that inasmuch as he has the potential to take it off, so mele is not considered nonos, through the Torah is not mechayim nonos, something he cannot do. But here the Torah is mechayim to do something that is within his control to do it. Not to take it off and not to put it down. But so the Meishik Dolo that we see writes in the Chubes that the real woman will be made Ligabe will be made Ligabe let's say Ligabi Suki, the thief, let's say, somebody built a beautiful Suki. Then, half an hour before Shkia, there was a big hurricane, and he tore down the Suki. But he is able, within half an hour, to build a new Suki. He won't say, according to, he should be told in Machlikis, between Rav Shlomo Midarvish and the real love, and the court of the real love, he can take a nap. Why does he have to build a new sukkah? After all, he did his chiyuv. And then it's like nifsak hatzitzis. It's nifsak hatzitzis, so according to Rialovim, he's not the chiyuv to build his sukkah. So he says, because by sukkah there is a special nifsakos, chagas sukkah stasloch. So it's not like any other mitzvah, where the hachshah is only hachshah. It's not a chiyuv by itself. It's only a means to the time of mitzvah. But here, the haksha of building the suitcase itself a kima mitzvah. And the rai is that according to Yerushalmi, you can make the bracha. You can make the bracha and you build the suitcase. If it has been only a haksha, how can you make a bracha? If somebody goes to the east side to buy a lulav, a few days before Sukkot and the day after Kippur, so the baby was made a bracha, even the bracha of Shechayonu, not to mention the bracha of Hamitlas Ruach. So, and here the Yerushalmi says you can make the bracha Asiyah Sukkah. Asiyah Sukkah. The answer is because by Sukkot there is a special verse, of course. So it's not only means toward the end. It's not like matzah. You can make a bracha. Can you make a bracha on the baking of matzah at Pesach? Of course not. But here there is a special mitzvah of Chag HaSukkos Tazlo. So mele Rashi Shiteh, I think that Rashi Shiteh, Rashi says the poem, Hoyo Nishas Biyure Ad Bechosi Bechol Dovo. Yamtin at Sheva. So in other words, at least to the Pasha, how can we mamtin? So, because a good day is mechayavim to make slaytin. So how can we mamtin till the clock strikes 12 o'clock and then we'll pay the Zer Elohah, then we'll battle in Yisrael Reise. And the answer is, the Rashi Shita is like the real law. That since there is a few, and the chiyuv only takes effect of hashposh, it takes